Intervju Radija Študent.
Mama, I know the well is dry. Sing me a song one more time. The wind is raging and the birds won't fly. Nothing to eat and nowhere to hide. Mama, it's gonna be alright. Tell me the stories one more time. Where the grass is green and the water runs wild, where forever is forever and no one has to die. 'Cause you can't drink the dirt, even if you wanna. You can't eat the dirt, even if you wanna. You can't breathe the dirt, even if you wanna. But you'll be in the dirt. You'll be the dirt. Mama, I know I'm ready now. I'm not afraid. You don't need to cry. Just close my eyes and wake up into a new life. Mama, there is no need to cry. 'Cause you can't drink the dirt, even if you wanna. You can't eat the dirt, even if you wanna. You can't breathe the dirt, even if you wanna. But you'll be in the dirt. You'll be the dirt.
Pozdravljeni in pozdravljene v današnjem Mereš intervjuju, v katerem se tokrat pogovarjamo s finsko kantavtorico Mirelle Wagner. Spregovorili bomo o njenem nedavno izdanem albumu When the Cellar Children See the Light of Day, ki ga je v sredini tolpi bumo že predstavila kolegica Sara. V nocojšnjih večernih urah ga lahko slišimo v živo tudi na Metelkovi. Okay. Hello.
Hello,
how are you?
Fine, thank you.
I was just roaming through the information about the tour dates in Ljubljana and I saw that the second stop before you head back, I mean, Ljubljana was the second stop. We are so glad that we just caught you before tonight's show and how are you doing?
I'm doing very well and thank you for having me and I'm doing very well, thank you.
What can you tell me about your latest experience with the release of your second record? How have things been since?
Things have been very well. The album has been very well received and a lot of interest and positive feedback. It's very nice to hear because I was already very proud of my album and very happy with it, and it's nice that you feel so proud that you made something that other people can relate to, and and have a contact, and they find it important or they find meaning in it. So it's very nice.
Mm-hmm. Until recently, we haven't been familiar with your music, and now that it just happens so that we just cannot let go your both of your records, you know.
Thank you. And
for me, to avoid this simplistic general classification, I was just curious, how do you interpret or describe your musical style?
Sometimes I just describe it as acoustic music, because acoustic, simple, lyric-orientated music. But mostly I just try not to categorize my music.
Work dynamics of your latest release are very amusing. Firstly, because you took an isolated path to come up with such musical arrangements, and secondly, because you incorporated the legends from electronica field in your acoustics. Can you tell us more about it? How did you catch up with Sasuri Patti and Vladislav Delay? And maybe even, what was the key approach to such an absolutely brilliant and clear sound?
He lives on that island on which the album was recorded, and he was just a sort of chance how we met, because we're working together. It was very nice and wonderful. I wasn't familiar with his music, and I think that he wasn't that familiar with my music also. So it was this sort of. We both had an open mind and focused on the songs and giving the songs a platform where they can be. And I don't know if that makes sense, but
One can read throughout social media that your latest release is the continuity of your debut album. What is the case in your opinion?
Of course, because I made the second album, so it's a continuation. But I don't know. I like it. I like the both albums a lot, and it's just maybe this sort of natural evolution, and of me as an artist. Mm-hmm. But yeah,
are all musical arrangements your work? I mean, because we hear cello or piano also. Is this?
Those cellos and piano arrangements were made by Greg Armstrong.
Mm-hmm.
He played also them, but all the sort of guitar elements and vocal elements, arrangements are most of them mine.
Great. What is your experience with Sub Pop record label? How has this switch from previous label Bon Voyage affected your musical grounding?
In a way, no, there was no difference, because I really liked working with Sub Pop. They've stayed in the background in a way that I thought that this, I had this stereotypical idea of this, mm-hmm. this American record label, and I wasn't that familiar with Sub Pop. I only knew Nirvana, but I've been very happy with working with them, and they've been just amazing in supporting me as an artist and backing off. And
that's great. Well, from economic perspective on music production, the notion of creative autonomy can be revealed even if we make a comparison with your mainstream music. With your sound and mainstream music, in which musicians meet with all kinds of limits and censorships, even during the recording process. And some big record companies, like you said, you had a stereotype about it, have this introversive and clear idea about how they want to sound like. You went through some major changes yourself, and I was curious if there were any obstacles, during the process.
There wasn't that many obstacles, only the ones that I've put myself in front of me, and those are kind of the obstacles. I just want to make the best music I can make, and it sounds and makes the stuff that I'm proud of, and other people can relate to if they feel like it. Those are the obstacles I try to keep, and I like them, and other people's opinions or expectations and that sort of stuff is something I try to ignore.
Okay.
To some extent.
Yeah, sure. Well, from my naive thinking, it seems like you've chosen a safe bet also in the sense of freedom in expressing your own ideas. And according to the motifs used in your poetics and the handful of metaphors you used and the simplicity of words might evoke a sense of carefulness from your side. I'm curious whether this humble observation is accurate.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's a sort of balancing between this sort of awareness of, in some ways, I like to use this sort of open and simple language in my songs because it leaves this sort of opening for the listener to put their own, what they bring into it. And yeah, that is something that I think about to some extent. And but it's also a very natural way for me to make songs and
Well, following this manner, I hope you forgive me if I ask whether your musical expression derives from your personal preference, or is it more of a good strategy to deal with what's going on in the world?
Well, it's pretty much both. this sort of simplicity is something that I'm drawn to. I like these sort of recordings of this sort of stripped songs when you can really hear the song. But it's also it's also in a way my way of also looking at things, and sometimes when you strip things you see what they really are. Or something.
In the last decade, there has been an enormous flow of young female musicians, you know, grasping folk tunes in variant of ways, telling stories behind guitar or piano, with or without a band. And what makes you exceptional, and I mean, in our opinion, is this generalization, is that you lean to specificity of your messages that are narrowed mainly with the solo guitar arrangements. And, well, however, the guest instruments might give an illusion that you would be playing in a band. What is your response to that? Have you ever considered this as an option?
Yeah, I've considered it, but I haven't written a song that that screams for a band or something else or bigger or that sort of stuff. But I don't have any dogmas or any objections of multiple instruments. Mm-hmm. It's just sometimes the song just is like it is and it doesn't need anything else.
Mm-hmm. So I was thinking that maybe you would be afraid of, you know, if there were too much that would kind of erase your style.
Yeah, in a way I am sometimes worried about the song, especially in like writing process. I think about the things and listen and try to find what the song wants, and if the song wants and needs space, or if it needs something to fill the space. It's quite a mystery, and it explaining it to other people makes me sound like a crazy person.
Okay, to conclude this interview, I'm only curious, what are your expectations for tonight's show? And what would you maybe like to share with our listeners?
I have very good expectations for tonight's show. I just really hope that people who arrive there will have a nice experience.
I'm sure we will.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for your time.
No, thank you for your time. is how it's done. You play your part, and I'll play mine. Ah, my little one, this is how it's done. You play your part, and I'll play mine. But your love drags me down, like the clothes when you swim. Down, deeper down, like the roots of old trees. My heart has no home, you bruised me to the bone. Ah, my little one, it'll be just fine. Your bruise will fade, and your bones didn't break. Ah, my little one, it'll be just fine. Your bruise will fade, and your bones didn't break. But your love drags me down, like the clothes when you swim. Down, deeper down, like the roots of old trees. I shiver 'cause I'm cold, but you don't wanna know.
V poslednjem neposrednem umiku vsem navzočim poslušalcem posredujem vabilo na nocojšnji koncert čudovite Mirel Wagner, ki bo v sklopu festivala Mesta žensk nocoj ob 11. nastopila v Menzi pri Koritu. Z Mirel sem se pogovarjala, Mojca Tržan.
Intervju Radija Študent.